Hi, this is Paul Diello, and you're listening to the
Pete Jones
Show.
We have in the studio the mighty powerhouse that is Mr. Paul Diello. Hello, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, I am very well, thank you. And it's just so lovely to have you here. It's just a real treat. And when you pressed your gorgeous face against the glass between the producer's room and the green room, I just thought, no. Can it actually be?
It is actually me. And I'd like to point out as well that I wasn't face down in a bucket of gin suggested.
I'm sorry.
I'm actually drinking a can of Aqua Libra, which is sparkling water infused with raspberry and blackcurrant.
He is not lying. I was misinformed. I'm looking now. I think it was Simone. She's the one at the end. See, these are the producers through here. So Simone is the one that normally gives me all the football results, which is particularly useless on a music show. But that's the one. And she does tend to get the drinks wrong.
Yes.
So
okay.
I can only apologise. And actually, when you hold it up, to be fair, it does look like a gin and tonic. So that's all.
True.
That's the only thing. How are you, my lovely?
I'm good. I'm really good. It's so nice to be here. It's been a while.
It has been a while. And because I'm so diligently a fan of yours, I brought your entire catalogue here.
You've got things in that collection that I don't even have.
This is
crazy.
Well, I don't want to put... do we want to put a year on it? I reckon the first time you and I clapped eyes on each other was probably 2000 and... would it be 8, 9?
Possibly, yeah.
I think Shiseido Red.
It was Shiseido Red. It was when Shiseido Red was a duo, I think.
When
it was just me and my brother, because we had been a quartet for some years before that.
Which I didn't know.
No, so...
And we chatted Tori Amos.
Oh, well, I mean, that sounds very likely.
Yeah.
Yes.
And with the Shiseido Red being a Tori Amos lyric or a line.
Did you know that, or did I tell you that?
Of course.
You knew that?
You did actually. No, okay. hands on the front. You did let me know. But my brother and I went to see Tori Amos in 92.
Oh, nice.
So that was the beginning of Little Earthquakes.
Yeah, that was really early in the career, wasn't it?
I think it was her first time in London.
Yeah.
Or the UK. And she had the marvellous Boo Hewerdine supporting her.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
Nice.
It was so good. And he had just had a brand new solo album out, which was fantastic. A message in already. What's going on? Thank you for sending this in. Oh, you see, this is Andy listening in Canterbury, who doubles up as my brother. He says, yes, we did, and it was supported by Boo. Yes, thank you. Glad you're out there.
That must have been a great night.
It was such a good night, and I just remember that album as you, I'm sure,
Little Earthquakes.
Do.
Days. I still love her. I mean, I'm not as excited about the albums, but live, she's still fantastic. I went to see her twice last year.
Would you still say, hand on heart, that that's your favourite album?
Little Earthquakes? No, not my favourite. It was never my favourite Tory, actually.
Go on.
Boys for Pele is my favourite.
That's a good album.
Yeah.
That is a good album.
Yeah. But, I mean, I go back and forth depending on my mood, but Boys for Pele is always...
I think it's the depth of the cuts that the first album gives me. It's just like, whoa, like that. But yeah, you're right. They are just... Anyway, we're not here to talk about Tori Amos.
She's got enough promotion going. Back to me.
It was the Royalty Theatre in Holborn. Thank you, Andy and Canterbury. Now back in your box. So Paul Diello here. Not peddling brand new music yet.
Not quite.
But I know you've been very prolific, as you always are.
Yes.
What's going down? What can we come and see you in?
So, I've got a few things coming up in the pipeline. So, I haven't... I am in the middle of recording a new solo album, which I'm really excited about, but I'll come in and talk about that another time. But I am doing a show this Sunday, which is the 23rd of March.
It is.
Is it the 24th of March?
24th.
Thank you.
I just let you slide there.
Yeah, I'm not to be trusted when it comes to dates and numbers. 24th
Always good
of March,
when you're promoting, eh?
Yes. And I am part of an evening called Hot Flush, which is an intimate evening of acoustic LGBTQ+ music and spoken word, and I'll be performing with Dryadic and spoken word artist Emma Clowsley, and it's going to be a really, really lovely evening. And it's at the Folklore Rooms, which I've not performed at yet, but I've heard loads of great things. It looks like a really, really special space.
You're going to have a very special time. It's doors open at 7, kicks off at 8. Which is gorgeous. Tickets on the door of Folklore Rooms, if you want to go to their website. I'm sure they will.
Yeah, tickets on the website, or there'll be some tickets on the door if it doesn't sell out, which is selling well, so you might want to get your tickets online.
So tell me, who's actually putting this on? Because are you actually...
So I'm not putting it on. I am... So it's... Hot Flush is a night that Dryadic, Zora from Dryadic and Emma Clousley put together.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
They live in... I actually can't remember. I think they live in... I can't remember, Stroud, Paradise. Gloucester,
that's
somewhere like that.
Yeah.
They've done the night up there a few times, or around there. I think they're listening, so forget, they can text in if I'm correct me if I'm wrong.
Text us 07909.
I think they did the night in Bristol, and so with various artists and performers. They're bringing it to Brighton, and
fantastic.
They're friends of mine. So
beautiful, man.
Yeah.
So that's a one-off.
That's the one-off
for not,
now.
They're not. From there, they're from out of town. But have you done stuff with them before?
I have, yes, both of them, many times. Yeah, they're really great performers. In Brighton. I used to run a monthly night at the Brunswick called LGBTQ.
I totally remember.
And they both have performed there many times.
Okay. And so that's that, which is right now, March the 24th. Mm-hmm. What else have you got? Are you gigging much in just literally out on the road, or are you doing stuff? Are you waiting for the next, like the fringe shows and all the rest?
So I'm gigging a bit with my acoustic band Under the Ivy.
Yes.
So that's who I'm performing with on Sunday. And we've got some other gigs coming up. We're playing in Worthing, supporting Seriously Collins, which is a Phil Collins tribute act, which are brilliant, and they're good friends of ours. And we're playing at the Worthing Pavilion, which is a really big capacity theatre, so it's really exciting to be playing there. Can't remember the date, but I know it's at the end of April. I think it might be Friday the 25th.
Okay. And what kind of show do you tend to put on in that way? Or what do you do, sort of Paul Diello back catalogue?
So that's with Under the Ivy. So we'll be doing, we've got just one album out, so we do songs from the album, and we
album.
Do we do all, sometimes stick a Kate Bush cover in as well.
Hello.
Because, you know,
and
why
the top
not?
The top Kate Bush three, the top three Kate Bush covers that you do.
You're asking me for my top three Kate Bush songs.
That you cover.
Okay, well, with Under the Ivy, we cover Running Up That Hill, but we do it in a very, very different style.
Yeah.
I think the song Under the Ivy is one of my favourites to cover. It was a Kate Bush B-side, and I do that on the piano. And we're doing a really lovely version of Cloud Busting for my Fringe show, which leads me on nicely.
Well, let's talk about that in a minute. Okay. What track are we going to play now? So is this something that we can expect to hear on Sunday?
Yes, we're going to hear a song called Serenade, which
beautiful.
Is also the name of our album, Under the Ivy's album, and we will be doing this song on Sunday.
Which, folks, you can get Under the Ivy. How can they get the album from you?
You can come to a gig where we have CDs, or you
hard
can
copy.
Stream it from everywhere that you can normally stream things.
Stream it, baby. We were talking about MySpace a minute ago. Oh,
we were. It won't be on MySpace.
The days.
But it will be on everything else.
Oh, my days. Folks, Paul Diello, Serenade.
This serenade sung in dulcet tones in the hopes that we might meet again someday. A song to take the pain away, the aching in my bones that aches to hold you in my hands again someday. Fly, but now we're just waving goodbye. The roses by the window have all wilted and died. Oh, how I long to spread my wings again. Spread my wings again and fly. Of me away, pieces of my soul that I had captive for myself you took away. So all I've got is this serenade to sing myself to sleep. This stuff and nonsense in my head can fly away. Ooh. we're just waving goodbye. The roses by the window have all wilted and died. Oh, how I long to spread my wings again. Spread my wings again. But now we're just waving goodbye. The roses by the window have all wilted and died. Oh, how I long to spread my wings again. Spread my wings again and fly.
Oh my days, that's so beautiful.
Did you enjoy that?
Oh my goodness. That was Under the Ivy's track, A Serenade. Absolutely stunning. So thank you for that. So that is something. So you and Steve are going to do a double act of Under the Ivy. How big is Under the Ivy when you're a full band?
So Under the Ivy is ultimately, it's me and Steve. We're the writers and the creators of the band, but we have fabulous backing musicians that come and join us. So we have two backing vocalists and a double bassist. So we're not huge when we're
nice
all together,
though.
But we're getting back into the studio. We're actually going to start. We've got a writing session next week, so we're going to start writing some new stuff.
So I was going to ask you, is that how you tend to do it? Do you book in? You go, right, that's it. Come on, Steve, we're on it.
Yes, because we've both got, you know, our various other projects on the go.
And you both drive each other.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we do. We'll meet and then we'll... Because I'd never really written with anybody else before.
That's what
working
I was thinking.
With Steve.
So. Did you write with your brother?
I did write with my brother years ago, but when Shiseido Red started, it was mostly I'd write the songs and then present them to the band. But when we were very little, we used to write together when we were sort of early teens and stuff. Yeah, we wrote some really good songs together, actually, so it'd be nice to pull them out of the bag.
Do you know what? That's something you should do.
Yeah, maybe we should.
Dig out the old stuff. So Under the Ivy, is it under the guise of Under the Ivy that you think you're doing a new album?
As a solo Paul Diello. Album and an Under the Ivy album.
And how do you distinguish? What do you bring to one that you don't bring to the other?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I think so the solo stuff that I'm writing, because I was saying to you earlier, it does take me about a good 5-6 years to release an album.
Yeah, but
so by the time I'm working on the new one, I've already written like so much material, so I'm not... It seems like I'm really prolific, but I actually... The stuff I'm making on my new solo album is stuff I wrote years ago, so I thought anything new that I'm writing is kind of with Under the Ivy in mind, really.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the collaborative side as well. It's probably quite nice.
It's really nice, because Steve will... often come up with a song title, so he'll just give me a title and then that's just such a nice, because it's not a blank canvas, it's a canvas with a splash on it,
so you literally get a title.
I get a title and then I can just do what I want with it, and then he'll come up with some chords and a melody
so what drives you, the lyric?
I write the lyric and the melody.
But with
So
the lyric with the melody.
So
I'm
usually sitting there writing it whilst he's playing some chords over and over.
And what are you writing it on, a piano?
No, on a piece of paper.
Baby.
you can't write lyrics on a piano, Pete.
Well, no, I know, darling, but I meant, what are you sitting at a piano, you fool?
No, I'm sitting in... So I'm sitting in his studio, which is about the same size as this studio we're in now.
Yeah, huge.
Huge.
Made of ale style. Nice, like it.
Yeah.
And then when you work with producer Peps on your solo stuff...
Yes.
What does he bring to the mix?
So this is, working with Peps, which is what I'm doing now on my fourth solo album, which we're working on at the moment. Totally different experience. So these will be songs, like I said, that I've written a long time ago, and then I send them to Peps in there. demo form, and then he will just sort of...
And what is that? For you into an iPhone, or is it more than that?
So it used to be me into an iPhone just playing piano. It's more recently me creating some tracks on, like, GarageBand or something.
Yeah.
But they're bad. Like, it's like it'll give you an idea, it'll give the producer an idea of what I'm trying to do, but I'm just not very techie at all.
Rough and rustic.
Yeah. And then Peps will just completely just... have a real vision for what I'm trying to do, and mix it all up and adds loads of stuff,
and so knows you pretty well musically, so he knows where to take you, right?
Really well musically,
definitely.
And,
I mean that album that I had that you guys worked on together, absolutely beautiful, yeah, just really lovely. I love the artwork on it too, and it's sort of it's a sort of slightly 80s throwbackish sound to it, if you were to put any time zone on it. But
I'll take that.
Beautiful.
Yeah. I am absolutely a big fan of the 80s.
Folks, you can come and see Paul and Steve under the guise of Under the Ivy Sunday the 24th of March, Folklore Rooms, part of the Hot Flush evening, alongside Dry Addict. Should we play the Dry Addict track?
Let's
do that. So, folks, this is Dry Addict with Pass It On. that was a strange ending. We've got 29 seconds left, my friends. Remind me never to do that again. We've got the lovely Paul Diallo here from Under the Ivy, also from the Folklore Room's gig or event, coming up this Sunday, 24th, 7 p.m. kick-off. Hot Flush is the name of the event. It's LGBTQ plus acoustic music and spoken word. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. So tell me about Emma Clausdy.
Emma Clausdy. So she is a published poet.
Yes.
I first met Emma.
A rare breed.
I know. I first met Emma when she performed at my LGBTQ night. And yes. She performed a few times. Her poetry is just really sometimes funny, sometimes thought provoking, but always brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So check her out.
And anything, what are the details for her? So how do you spell her surname? Because I
got it. It's C-L-O-W.
Oh, there you go, Clausdy.
I can't remember the rest. C-L-O-W-S-L-E-Y.
Go to the Folklore Room's website, folks, and you will find things. Kelly Murray has been in touch.
I hope I'm saying Clausdy right, by the way.
I hope you're saying it.
Sorry.
It says here, you can't beat a fade, Pete. Well, thank you. That wasn't a fade. That was just an abrupt ending, Kenny, that last track. Yeah, it's 30 seconds. That was not... Well, anyway, he's being cheeky because tracks I get from Kenny Murray often have a 30-second fade on them. And he knows, you know, for the tightness of the show, fades, I don't know. What's your verdict on a fade versus an ending?
Oh, I mean, I love a fade.
Do you?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any fades on my record.
That's why we play you.
But the only reason.
So you love a fade, but you don't ever do a fade. No, you go figure.
I will be doing one on the next album now, especially.
I want to know what you're doing in the Fringe, because I have come to see you a few times in various guises, and it's always brilliant. Have you got things lined up this summer? This May?
This
presumably?
May, yes. So I'm doing a brand new Fringe show called A Kate Bush Cornucopia.
Wow.
And that is on the 16th and 17th of March. No, it's in May. 16th, 17th of May. I told you I'm not to be trusted with dates.
Don't
it's normally
trust
the numbers
them.
Of the date that I get wrong,
don't
not
trust
the month.
Them. It's all right.
16th, 17th of May at
them.
Ironwork Studios in Brighton.
Very good.
And that is, I mean, it's called A Kate Bush Cornucopia. You can probably guess what the show is about.
I'm working it. I'm working. How long is the show?
The show is it's a couple of hours with an interval.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's a full show.
Awesome.
And it's
how many Kate Bush tracks are in there?
Oh, a good few.
Really? Go on, what, 20?
Yeah.
Really?
Not far off.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, my days. And you literally go all over the back catalogue.
We go through all over the back catalogue, yeah. We do all the hits and some of the lesser-known ones.
Yeah.
Some of them will be on piano, and some of them... It's all with my backing singers, so there's lovely three-part harmonies all the way through it. And
That, my friends, I'm not kidding. That is really going to be a treat. That is such a treat.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And it's also... There's going to be a Kate Bush quiz, so you could win a prize.
What?
It's a bit interactive
Hello?
As well. it's for...
Is it going to be a Kate Bush lineup of impersonators, and you have to you judge the best?
That's a good idea, but
come on, write that down. 16th and 17th of May, guys. Ironwork Studios, Kate Bush Cornucopia. That is under your name, Paul Diallo.
That's under Paul Diallo, yeah.
Got it. Anything else at the Fringe?
I am doing two shows this year.
What?
So I am also doing on the 23rd, 24th and 25th.
Yeah.
Is that right? That's the Thursday,
24th,
Friday, Saturday.
25th and 26th.
23rd, 24th, 25th, I believe.
I was only crowbarring in the 26th because that's my birthday.
Oh, well, there
Hello.
You go. Yeah, 23rd, 24th, 25th.
So 23rd,
your
24th,
25th.
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, happy birthday for them.
No, I do. Honestly, thank you very much. And how many tickets? No, that'd be lovely.
What? You can have tickets, darling. You know you're always welcome. You're always on my guest list.
Oh, look at you.
That show is called The Great 80s and 90s One Hit Wonder Songbook.
Oh, honey, another covers night.
It's another covers night.
But in they're covers and they're Paul Diallo covers.
They're exactly.
Because you do something special to a song.
So, I should have mentioned that with the Kate Bush one as well.
Not
We're
at
not
all.
Doing the songs
no.
in their original
you
style.
You never do that. And that's
we
what's so brilliant.
Doing it our way.
Yeah.
Yes, there's lots of different styles.
How
and different
exciting!
Genres.
So much work, man.
Yeah,
you've
I mean,
been
80s
really
and 90s
busy.
One Hit Wonders. We're bringing that back for the third year. It's sold out every year so far.
And is it the same show each time?
We always change it every year.
Wow.
So,
okay. On the same guys. Give me five tracks that we can listen out for.
Oh,
go on, five.
I'll give you two.
So cheeky. Go on, give me two. Isn't he?
Do,
he's like, he keeps us surprises. He's like a spring.
You spin me right round.
I do. And right round, baby, right round.
We do a fun acoustic version of that.
Yeah.
And then let me think of another one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't think of any.
Marilyn? You did a Marilyn track?
We don't do a Marilyn track.
She never played. Never played on the radio, Marilyn.
No.
Can't even
Marilyn
think
was gorgeous.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, there's a really nice picture of Marilyn hanging out with Madonna in the 80s.
That would be good.
Yeah. I can't think of any of the others.
That's okay.
So you'll
just
have to come to the show.
You don't have to. I was just shoving you out there and chucking you on the spot. Nice t-shirt, by the way. Love
thank
that.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that?
This is by a local artist, as in music artist,
yes,
called Chuck SJ.
Beautiful.
And this is part of their merch.
Fab.
And it says Queer as Duck.
Thank you for pointing that out. Before we go, I've got one more track to play of yours. We're going to do The Man Has Gone. What do we want to know about this?
This is a track from Under the Ivy's album Serenade. Oh. And it's one of my favourites from the album, and I always really enjoy performing this one live. It's a little bit morose, shall we say.
But that's fine, because in your hands it's a beautiful thing. Oh. Seriously, and the harmonies you somehow, I don't know, plucked from nowhere, just stunning.
I do love a harmony.
You do. So where would you like people to go? Is there a pauldiello.com?
There is a pauldiello.com. There is an Under the Ivy Band Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm on all the usual things.
You
Insta
are.
And
prolific.
I'm not on... Well, actually, I think I do have a TikTok, but I don't do anything with it, and
right.
I don't know how to use it.
Before we go,
because
we are bang out of time, promise me to come back when you've got new material.
Yeah.
Come back and sing for us. Bring M-Bob and bring Steve, do whoever you want.
Done.
Do an Under the Ivy night, do a Paul DLO session, and just do your beautiful thing. Would you
I'll
do that
here.
For us?
Absolutely.
Oh, man. In the meantime, folks, Sunday, 24th of March, that's this Sunday, Folklore Rooms and Festival stuff. We will give you loads more as the weeks and months come by towards the Fringe show. We will definitely give you Paul Diello dates for that. Paul, thank you so much
thank
for
you.
Stepping
it's been
by.
A pleasure.
Honestly, it's gone. Where's it gone?
Too quickly.
Too quickly. This, my friends, The Man Has Gone, Under the Ivy, Paul Diello, gorgeous man. Thank you so much.
Down by the ocean, I breathe in the sea air. Sad beneath my feet, wind trace of you gone. My my heart keeps repeating, the life will go on.
Jones Show.